Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We are talking Shabbos 85. We are talking about in cultivating the earth. The Gemara explains what landmarks did the earlier ones set. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, as it is written, these are the sons of Seir, the Chorite, the inhabitants of the land. Are then the rest of the world inhabitants of heaven? Rather, it means that they were experts in the cultivation of the earth. They knew through smelling the soil, tasting, and other tests as to which plant a certain piece of land was most hospitable for. They knew how to divide up the land for cultivation, and as a corollary, they must have known how much earth each species required for its nourishment. It was from them that the rabbis acquired this knowledge, whose correctness is vouched for by this verse, for they used to say, this measuring rod's length of land, it's fit for olives. This rod's length of land is fit for vines. This complete rod's length of land is fit for figs. And Chorite implies that they smelled the soil, and Chivite, said Rav Pava, teaches us that they tasted the earth like a snake. This brings to mind again how different people in life have different abilities and different special capabilities and different abilities to cultivate the earth, the soil, the land, or the house. We should take in mind that we are supposed to learn Torah and do mitzvot, but it's also good to have hobbies that benefit from the world, that show Hashem's place in this world. Gardening is a wonderful task, a wonderful thing to do. I don't have a green thumb. I'm not really good at it. But if you are, then take it and use it and show others how to garden, show others how to plant things, show others how to use things. And how fascinating it is that you put a seed in the soil and it sprouts fruits and vegetables. And if you can have it in your own land, in your own house, your own property, how beautiful is that? You literally can see Borei Pri Adam. You could literally see the fruits coming out of the ground. You could literally see Borei Pri Eitz, how things come out of the trees. You take a seed, Hashem makes it into a fruit, into a vegetable, and if it's from your own garden, how fascinating. L'havdil, all these nations of the land were experts at doing that. We too can be experts at doing whatever we want to do in life, whatever we're meant to do in life, but especially taking something like gardening. If you have the property, you have the ability, you have the capability, then do it and show others how to do so, because the soil of the earth, the soil of the land was given to us by Hashem to use, and how fascinating, how wonderful if you're able to do that and share with others whatever you can do, especially with things such as fruit and vegetables. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 86 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.